Athabasca. Opposition to a plan by the Athabasca Cares Community Housing Society to set up and operate a temporary housing shelter in an area behind the trees, just south of the Athabasca Fire Hall, is starting to percolate, but as a whole, council appears firm in its decision. At Town Council's regular June 9 meeting, Count John LeMessurier brought some of the concerns he has been hearing from town residents forward since Athabasca Town Council approved the potential leasing of the proposed location, with several caveats, to Athabasca Cares. Those caveats include securing a mobile building and bringing power into the site. Since our last meeting, because of what was reported in The Advocate, I have had a few people come express their concerns to me with this location. That it's in between two neighborhoods and even if there's a highway running right through, they really feel that that's not the proper location, LeMessurier told council. Sal Rachel Ramey asked if they had suggested an alternative location and Mayor Rob Belay pointed to the NIMBY, not in my backyard, mentality that often surrounds such projects. What they mentioned was that they didn't want it anywhere close to a neighborhood, said LeMessurier. No, to their neighborhood, Count. Dave Paholik quipped. Where can you put it anywhere in this town that it's not going to be close to the neighborhood? Asked Belay. Unless you're actually going to put it out at the gravel pit. Count. Edie Yule said she had heard from a supporter of the shelter and the location, but reported they were concerned those using the facility would not be able to stay through the day as well, especially on the coldest days. Belay said he was also concerned there was no running water at the site, and only portable toilets that would have to be emptied and maintained regularly. Earlier in the meeting, LeMessurier also took the opportunity to ask Athabasca RCMPS, Sergeant Mark Hall for his opinion on the shelter's proposed location, especially in relation to security, while he was there to present his quarterly report to council. I don't have a problem with the location they proposed in that I don't think it's going to be an in-your-face type of location. One of the concerns that I do have on the location is to make sure that there's good accessibility to it for either police vehicles or for emergency vehicles and things like that. That would be my only concern, Hall said. Count. Dave Paholik also asked Hall if he had any thoughts on the direction council has chosen to go with the project. Hall responded that having a shelter in the area is certainly a good thing to help people get back on their feet. The RCMP doesn't handle infrastructure decisions, and doesn't have the authority to force anyone to go to a shelter or for treatment. Yule asked if he had heard anything about the Lac La Biche shelter project, which he did not, but said he would check into, and report back. Mayor Belay noted the Lac La Biche location is out of town and a shuttle service is provided, which is something for which the town does not have the resources. CZWIC at athabasca.greatwest.ca